As far as the injuries go, the players that will not practice today will be Tamba, and it's just normal Wednesday for him as we go. And then we have the three concussion guys, Abdullah, DeVito, and Thomas. And they're working through their protocol and doing all that, making progress there. And then Justin Houston will not practice today either. So we look forward to the challenge of playing the Chargers. We feel like we just played them here. So, I mean, I'm sure they feel the same way. There haven't been but two games in between. So, but we understand how competitive they are and what kind of football team they are. And every time it seems like we play, it's always a close game and a good game. So, again, we look forward to preparing ourselves this week for that. Tyvon Branch was the AFC Defense Player of the Week. Put that out there. And then the move we made, we moved Pugsley up. And we haven't done anything yet with the practice squad position that he came up from. But we released Munyer. Good chance he comes back. But that's where we're at right now. So with that, time's yours.
Mitch Moore's going to work today?
Mitch will work today, yeah. Bailey work. Yeah, everybody. Yep.
What is Jarvis Pugsley giving you as you move him up into the active roster coach?
Yeah, he plays both guard and tackle. Steadily improved throughout camp and now during the season. We feel that he can come in and add to the depth there for us.
Katie, you talk a lot about always getting better, and even when you win a game, even when the team plays well, there's things you can do well. Alex is not throwing an interception forever, even when he's playing like this. What's the range on plays where you think we could have done this a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, that stays that way, I think, for we're talking about the quarterback. For every quarterback in the National Football League, they're going to be a handful of plays where you go, doggone it, I wish I would have done, I wish I would have seen this. So it's no different for Alex. As well as he's playing now, and he's playing at a very high level, as well as he's playing, he's very critical of himself that way and trying to get better. And so, normally it's three, four, five plays in a game. Yeah, when you're going this way.
When it comes to starting field position, you talked about that before. You guys have had really good starting field position, really good in the ball security category. What do you think it says about your team that maybe you struggle a little bit at times in that last game against Oakland and still win by double digits?
Yeah, well, listen, the first half, you take the third, fourth, fifth series there, I believe it was, of the first half, and we went -4, -8, minus whatever it was. That was our start position. So, but the guys pushed through, and they pushed through a couple of the turnovers that took place, which we can learn from. You're in a bad weather part of the season right now, whether it's rain, snow, cold, whatever it might be. You got to focus on that part of it. You got to make sure you control the ball. But the mindset coming in at halftime, getting back to your question, the mindset was always, listen, we're shooting ourselves in the foot right now. Let's tighten this thing up, get it right, and we'll be all right. But we got to do that. We got to fix it. And so it was a good positive mindset and at halftime there.
And you said something the other day, you were talking about play calling. You said, hey, every once in a while, I'm going with slump and I'll let that. How often do you get in a slump, do you feel like?
Listen, I talk.
Saying that now, don't you?
No, because and Andy Heck's in that boat too. So, I mean, we all feed off of each other, and I came up with Mike Holmgren, who would do the same thing. So, I mean, the bottom line is what's best to be successful on the offensive side. I don't even know the number. I can't give you a number, but I have full trust in those guys. I mean, Doug Peterson's done a great job. I've watched him grow from being a player for me, now as a coach, and each year he's done this thing, now a coordinator, grow. And unfortunately, he's got a head coach that's an offensive guy. So when I say he doesn't get enough credit, he doesn't get enough credit for what he does. But I have full trust. I have full trust to turn the whole game over to him and let him call. I mean, it's something I enjoy doing, but I have full trust in him doing it. And that's a comfortable feeling. And I've done it with Brad in the past. And then Andy Heck does the run game. And so when I'm being real with you when I say that, when I give credit to those guys that it's not just something putting it out there, but I mean, Andy Heck, he gives me a set of runs every series, you know, and that's what we go off of. I mean, that's just how it works.
How do you know when you're in a slump? One of those guys have to tell you, Andy,
you're no, I got a pretty good feeling. Yeah.
You judge it like a fan would. Hey, if the play works, you're a great play caller, and if the play doesn't work, you're an
idiot. Yeah, it's probably not that, you know, but I'm looking at the game and kind of knowing what's going on. So, if I think we need a change up, then we go with it. And I think that's also healthy. You know, whether you're in a slump or not, I just think it's healthy to mix it up a little bit.
You mentioned the run game. Seems like last week you tended to rotate Charkhandrick West and Spencer Ware. How do you think that worked out for you?
Yeah, I thought it worked out pretty good. You know, as I got warmed up and kind of into the flow of it, and I thought they did a good job. Both of them have their strengths, and I thought both of them played pretty good.
Is this something that the game will dictate depending on the situation, or is it something?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that after the game, Herbie, that I'd hate to get tied up in giving you something. Kind of like what Adam's saying. I mean, you know, you get tied up, give you something that you're stuck with, because every game's gonna have a little different flavor, and you know, that's how it rolls.
Yeah. And I know you're talking about how Spencer's or Kendrick are fair, but I'm just curious, man. We all know how much Jamal Charles meant to you guys. Is there at least some stuff in the offense that you guys have had to scale down without Jamal in there?
Yeah, I would probably word it like this, T. I go and say that you play off of everybody's strengths. I mean, that's kind of what you do. You want to give the guys an opportunity to exploit their strengths out there as players. So, and then work on their weaknesses to make them into strengths, and as they go with age, so and experience. But so, yeah, I mean, there are certain things that the young guys can't do that Jamal did, and. But at the same time, they're going to continue to work to expand their game so they can eventually do those things.
With the rotation with those two guys, is that something Herbie just kind of asked?
Yeah.
Like, are you pretty comfortable with just having that continue to go forward? Or at some point, are you looking to say, you know what, we're going to have a lead guy carry the ball?
I think every game is going to be different. With my experience with it. I mean, I started off doing this with three guys, and you don't want to tie it down to one. You want them both ready to go, and then go with it. And whatever the game presents, you kind of go with. And I'd hate to tie that thing down like that.
There's never like an advantage. Is there an advantage to having just one guy you know is going to carry it well?
Well, the one advantage is that we know both guys can play, and we have full trust of both of them. I mean, that's probably the biggest advantage right there. I mean, that we're even talking about this is kind of a good thing. Because we really like both guys, and we're very, very fortunate to have both of them here. And then you add Nile into the mix. I mean, you got three guys that you know can play the game. That's not a bad deal. I mean, it's a tribute to Doris and his crew. You know, so.
You've won six in a row in a season that the offensive line, you'd have to call, been pretty turbulent with injuries and so forth. Does that surprise you that you've been able to do that? You had six different combinations started.
Yeah, you know, I come back and give credit back to Andy and the things that he and Eugene have done with that group. They got a lot of young guys. Even with the starting five that we had, they're young guys. Grubbs was like the Ancient Mariner in there, man. But the other guys were young. And I'm not surprised. It's been kind of neat to see them grow. In different ways. I mean, they've all seemed to get a little bit better as they've gone on, and there's been great communication, which is good.
Has that pretty much driven home the point that growth has to come in the game under fire when you can practice all your things?
Yeah, I mean, it helps. Yeah, it helps. It's a little different when the lights are on. You know, it's a little different intensity level. Yeah, you know, we've added some things into the recovery process for the players. Rick has. I think the players are taking advantage of it. There's two ways that players can go. They can kind of go, yeah, you know, that's going to make me soft. You know, that's kind of the old school approach. I think these kids that are coming up through colleges, they understand how through college, they understand how the recovery has become such an important thing. And then the veteran players here have bought into it. Again, the way Rick has presented it and the facility that we've got over here, I think is, you know, a big part of that. But they get in, they take care of their bodies, they're eating right, they're doing all the recovery stuff that takes place, but they're doing a good job with that. And then, you know, DJ being the oldest guy, he and Tomba, they, you know, it's important we keep an eye on them too and do our part from a coaching staff. So.